am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, March 8th, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. How wild and dystopic? Well, as Andrew Breitbart said, war. We're at war. We're losing the protracted struggle and the picture of Orwell's endless present is definitely emerging. Every record has been destroyed or falsified, every book rewritten, every picture repainted, which is, this is sort of a picture of a mental picture of a concept known as forced disappearance. And, one of the most recent instances, maybe two of those, I mentioned Clint Curtis's Wikipedia entry with regard to electioneering, vote rigging. You know, Clint Curtis was the guy hired to write software to be able to throw an election, essentially, and make it look like it was close. 51-49. So when you see elections, when you watch elections, this election cycle, and you see 51-49, oh my goodness, it was so close. Just remember, Clint Curtis told us, he told Congress that he was hired to write software to do that in a way that was undetectable. So his Wikipedia entry was entirely deleted, because even if you massage the truth a little bit, the history, the edit history on Wikipedia, can be viewed. Not everyone knows that, but still, nonetheless, I mean, that would be kind of like the Streisand effect. You know, if people knew that and they went back and looked at Clint Curtis's Wikipedia entry and saw that things were changed, maybe they would start noticing other things. The Streisand effect, you know, you try to hide it, it just makes it more obvious. But this concept of forced disappearance really is sort of the poster child of this concept is a guy named Nikolai Yezhov, who was nicknamed the Vanishing Commissar because of his being painted out of history, you know, walking next to Stalin. And then, you know, the photograph that, by the way, for some reason, Stalin has his right hand inside the lapel of his jacket. I guess that hand was warmer up there than in the pocket of the jacket, like the left hand. In any case, this was part of the Great Purge, and Nikolai Yezhov has sort of become the poster child of that. More recently, I would argue that Peter McCullough has experienced this. Among the folks that have experienced this, Steve Kirsch wrote about it back in October of 2022. He wrote a piece on his Substack, Kirsch did. Dr. Peter McCullough is being progressively stripped of his medical credentials. This was before COVID, one of the most prolific people in the medical community. Yeah, in Kirsch's article, he mentions Peter McCullough is an author of 677 articles published in the scientific peer-reviewed journals. He's one of the most respected cardiologists in the world. He's been right about everything throughout the pandemic. He has an encyclopedic memory for every paper he's ever read. And he's just a wonderful, nice person to boot. You really never met a nicer guy. He sacrificed everything so he can speak the truth about the COVID policies. If there was one COVID advisor that the government should be listening to, Dr. Peter McCullough would be at the top of every list. So how is he being rewarded for having the courage to speak the truth? And Kirsch says, I got this message from him this morning. I was terminated as the editor-in-chief of Cardiorenal Medicine and Reviews in Cardiovascular Medicine after years of service and rising impact factors. There was no phone call, no board meeting, no due process, just emails or certified letters. Powerful dark forces are working in academic medicine to expunge any resistance to the vax. Yesterday, I was stripped of my board certifications in internal medicine and cardiology after decades of perfect clinical performance, board scores, and hundreds of peer-reviewed publications. None of this will stop until there is a needle in every arm, quote unquote. And then Kirsch writes, want to see what the medical journal said about his termination? And he included that screenshot. Here it is. Grateful acknowledgement to Dr. Peter A. McCullough. Dr. Peter A. McCullough has been serving as one of co-editors of Reviews in Cardiovascular Medicine, RCM, during the year 2009 to 2018. He took the editor-in-chief role of RCM from 2019 to March 2022. RCM has achieved a lot of great assistance from Dr. Peter A. McCullough, especially during his term of office as the editor-in-chief. And we had an eminent cooperation with him. Our authors were from 53 countries by the year 2021. Now it becomes a truly international publication, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, much to our regret, Dr. Peter A. McCullough stepped down from his editor-in-chief role in the journal last week as his term of office was ended in early March. On behalf of the journal publisher, IMR Press, and all the editorial board members of RCM, we gratefully acknowledge Dr. Peter A. McCullough's continued time and efforts on the journal development. The journal could not achieve such a great success without his help. We wish him and his family all the best. Isn't that something? talk about dishonest. This is what we're doing in America, and the machine rolls on. It's insane. Every record has been destroyed or falsified, every book rewritten, every picture repainted, every statue, street, and building renamed. You can't say what it is anymore, even though the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, and but we're not supposed to tell the truth about things. What was the, there was an image about that floating around somewhere. Somebody observed that in many cases, these images are created by the folks who are allegedly victims themselves. And yet, you can't tell the truth. The process continues day by day, as Orwell wrote. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. So, this was shared with me earlier today. You know what? Let me see if I can throw this up so we can give this a listen here in a second. Yeah. Amazing stuff. So yesterday we played the clip on heuristics. We'll probably play that again today. It's Friday. You know, we do the phones usually. Let me back up a little bit before we get rolling too far, too fast downhill. Good morning. So, I like to start the broadcast before we get too far into it with a prayer every day these days. Speaking of war, and we are definitely at war, ladies and gentlemen, the most sinister and insidious aspect of the war that we are fully engaged in is the fact that because there are no troops marching in the streets, no bombs dropping, no tanks rolling through town, most of us are in denial. Make no mistake, though, we are at war. And there are those who would try to gaslight us and redirect our attention, misdirection, limited hangouts and things like that, to make sure that you don't fully comprehend what's afoot. And I hope to shine a bright light on that. You know, I really think the big picture is, it's Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the worldly governors, the princes of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, which are in the high places. How else do you explain generational, old school bad guy, you know, deals that continue on? I think I talked a little bit about the Huxley family yesterday, and there are others. How do you explain the concept of wealth and power that just seems endless? Sure, it's a drug that feeds on itself, but my goodness, people that seem to have a religious devotion to it don't seem to take a break. And, you know, constantly redoubling their efforts for more power and more control. We played the clip the other day of Victor Davis Hanson talking about how there was a time not too many years ago, it required, a fortune of $400 million or something to make the Forbes list, I think. And now it's, you know, several billion, and So it's dramatically higher, and there are a number of folks who are on that list. And what are they doing with this? So the point of saying that is I think that all lines up with Ephesians 6:12, and that in keeping with Cecil Rhodes' last will and testament to consolidate the wealth of the world for this purpose, essentially of reviving the Genesis 11 plan, that's the real one world plan. Uniting the world in this common cause to try to overthrow God in heaven, basically, is, you know, if you read Psalm 2 or Revelation 19, for example, you will see that picture. So, trying to just be clear about that and some of the little bits and pieces along the way, and to help us understand and make sense of all of this, this is really sort of the theme of this year. So, again, in keeping with that, Ephesians 6:12, I think, applies with force. And so we begin with prayer. Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. Ephesians 6, the full armor of God. So without further ado, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And the full armor, Lord, please help us to put on the full armor of God. Help us to gird our loins about with truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Help us to take up the shield of faith, put on the helmet of salvation, take up the sword of the Spirit, and pray at all times in the Spirit. In Jesus' name. I pray that no weapon formed against the righteous shall prosper, that all who walk in error would come to know the truth. And Christ, please reveal our hypocrisy and double-mindedness. I pray that unrepentant evildoers be brought swiftly to justice, wickedness be brought swiftly to an end, righteousness be restored in the land. And poisonous trees and their offshoots, like brands and agencies conceived in malice, would collapse under the weight of their own evil. In Jesus' name, amen. So, also, before we roll on, remember to set your clocks forward, spring forward. We got that, you know, daylight saving time thing happening. We got that fun thing happening over the weekend. So before you go to bed Saturday night, or when you wake up Sunday morning, be aware. And I try not to be too, I try not to overdo it, but remember also that this is a listener-supported network. And it's my understanding that the listeners have been faithful. This is a listener-supported network, and RBN can always use your help. There is no Ford Foundation, no Rockefeller, no Gates Foundation, no Carnegie Endowment grant forthcoming, because what we do here is inimical to that interest of, you know, making everyone, you know why no one can be left unmolested in this grand scheme? Because if one person is left unmolested, then everyone else sees the freedom that person enjoys, and everyone gravitates in that direction, obviously. And that's why no one can be left unmolested. Everyone has to be in on the deal. This is a place where we don't do that. And so RBN always needs your help. Thank you to the faithful supporters of RBN. If you don't currently or have never, please consider supporting RBN directly, or the sponsors or advertisers. Again, thank you to everyone. Stick around. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Welcome back. So, there's a little montage. I want to play this. Speaking of the incredible disappearing past and the stubbornly persistent endless present in which the party is always right, you know, these things are floating around, and I wouldn't be surprised if sometime soon Hal tells us that, I'm sorry, Dave, that never happened. But, you know, for now, we still have these things floating around where I wouldn't be surprised if sometime soon, you know, the next generation hears, no, that's a deep fake. That never happened. So I want to play this clip of Lisa Bonet on Phil Donahue's show back in 1990, I believe. And there are some other folks. There's a guy named River Phoenix. You may have heard of him. Wonder what happened to him. And they're talking about some interesting stuff. You know, some of it's, there's some woo-woo stuff on the episode, but there was always, there was also this. So let's, can we play that little montage, please?
There's Lisa Bonet. Didn't vaccinate her baby.
And had her at home.
And had the baby at home, did you? You're not scared you didn't vaccinate your baby.
I'm scared. I'm scared. And I'm scared to vaccinate her, which is why I didn't vaccinate her in the first place, and which led me to read about the warnings that are out there, the long-term effects, which could be trivial or they could be quite hazardous, and they could be just allergies or asthma or sleep disorders, or they could be cancer, leukemia, multiple sclerosis, mm-hmm. sudden infant death syndrome. We have to think twice. Why are our children getting these diseases?
What? And what is the biochemical legacy of the vaccination? How long does it last, and what might it be its effect?
Yes.
Yeah, you're putting something into your baby's bloodstream.
To Miss Bonet, I am a person in education, and I know that I am not allowed to permit any child into my classroom that's not immunized. Do you know that?
I know.
It's a law.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Some people are beginning to ask whether or not we should be like wooden soldiers, because they can't come in, you don't have your papers, and they're...
I know, but I don't want to be allowed in,
and I have my orders. And don't argue with me, because this is from the Department of Health, and we know what we're doing. More and more people are doing what Lisa did, and that is to make their own decisions about what, if at all, how many vaccinations, if any, their child will receive.
Prevention is better than cure.
Yes.
What Lisa's doing is taking responsibility for her child's health instead of leaving it to the experts.
Right.
And I think that's fabulous.
Oh, yeah, I talking to myself there. So that child is Zoe Kravitz. She seems to be doing all right, I think. And she doesn't seem to suffer from any autoimmune disease or any attention deficit kind of thing or whatever. The child of Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet. They were married for a hot minute back in the day. More recently, Lisa Bonet was married to Jason Momoa. I don't know that people even know that. For a hot minute, divorced just this year, apparently. That's unfortunate. So who knows? Unfortunate, but these are the kinds of things. I mean, can you imagine? And so many of those kinds of things made their way out on shows like Donahue. This was before, you know, Ricky Lake, and then Jerry Springer had to compete and out Ricky Lake. And then we get, you know, the sensational, titillating kind of stuff that is just garbage, worthless garbage. This kind of stuff. There was more of that floating around out there than I think people realize, because it was just part of the, you know, part of the deal, part of the spirit of the age, if you will. But that certainly has changed, unfortunately, and now we can't be that honest. Because you might be a hateful, bigoted, what is it that James Corbett says? 9/11 a conspiracy theory? Can't say that. If you even suggest that not vaccinating a child is something that we... Yeah. Anyway, we're headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tldtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. It's Friday. You know, we might as well just play it. James says it better anyway. Things that you can't say, because if you say those things, well, you just might be, you know what, paranoid, tinfoil, dog abusing, baby hater, reviled by everyone. But if you love your country, and or freedom. Happiness, rainbows, rock and roll, puppy dogs, apple pie, and your grandma. You will never, ever express doubts, and you will always reinforce these bogus narratives. In contravention to the gaslighting and so forth. So we'll talk more about that in a minute, but first, James Corbett's brilliant, timeless 9/11 A Conspiracy Theory. Go ahead, please.
On the morning of September 11th, 2001, 19 men armed with box cutters directed by a man on dialysis in a cave fortress halfway around the world using a satellite phone and a laptop directed the most sophisticated penetration of the most heavily defended airspace in the world, overpowering the passengers and the military combat trained pilots on four commercial aircraft before flying those planes wildly off course for over an hour without being molested by a single fighter interceptor. These 19 hijackers, devout religious fundamentalists who like to drink alcohol, snort cocaine, and live with pink-haired strippers, managed to knock down three buildings with two planes in New York. While in Washington, a pilot who couldn't handle a single-engine Cessna was able to fly a 757 in an 8,000-foot descending 270-degree corkscrew turn to come exactly level with the ground, hitting the Pentagon in the budget analyst office where DOD staffers were working on the mystery of the $2.3 trillion that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had announced missing from the Pentagon's coffers in a press conference the day before, on September 10th, 2001. Luckily, the news anchors knew who did it within minutes.
Osama bin Laden.
The pundits knew within hours.
Osama bin Laden.
The administration knew within the day.
Terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them.
And the evidence literally fell into the FBI's lap.
That a hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
But for some reason, a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists demanded an investigation into the greatest attack on American soil in history. That investigation was delayed, underfunded, set up to fail, a conflict of interest, and a cover-up from start to finish. It was based on testimony extracted through torture, the records of which were destroyed. It failed to mention the existence of WTC-7, Able Danger, PTEC, Sibel Edmonds, OBL and the CIA, and the drills of hijacked aircraft being flown into buildings that were being simulated at the precise same time that those events were actually happening. It was lied to by the Pentagon, the CIA, the Bush administration, and as for Bush and Cheney, well, no one knows what they told it because they testified in secret, off the record, not under oath, and behind closed doors. It didn't bother to look at who funded the attacks because that question is ultimately of little practical significance. Still, the 9/11 Commission did brilliantly, answering all of the questions the public had, except most of the victims' family members' questions, and pinned blame on all the people responsible, although no one so much as lost their job, determining the attacks were
failure of imagination.
Because
nobody in our government, at least, and I don't think the prior government that could envision flying airplanes into buildings.
Except the Pentagon, FEMA, NORAD, and the NRO. The DIA destroyed 2.5 terabytes of data on Able Danger, but that's okay because it probably wasn't important. The SEC destroyed their records on the investigation into the insider trading before the attacks, but that's okay because destroying the records of the largest investigation in SEC history is just part of routine record keeping. NIST has classified the data that they used for their model of WTC-7's collapse, but that's okay because knowing how they made their model of the collapse would jeopardize public safety. The FBI has argued that all material related to their investigation of 9/11 should be kept secret from the public, but that's okay because the FBI probably has nothing to hide. This man never existed, nor is anything he had to say worthy of your attention, and if you say otherwise, you are a paranoid conspiracy theorist and deserve to be shunned by all of humanity. Likewise, him, 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 and her. And her, and her, and him. Osama bin Laden lived in a cave fortress in the hills of Afghanistan, but somehow got away. Then he was hiding out in Tora Bora, but somehow got away. Then he lived in Abbottabad for years, taunting the most comprehensive intelligence dragnet employing the most sophisticated technology in the history of the world for a decade, releasing video after video with complete impunity and getting younger and younger as he did so, before finally being found in a daring SEAL team raid which wasn't recorded on video, in which he didn't resist or use his wife as a human shield, and in which these crack special forces operatives panicked and killed this unarmed man, supposedly the best source of intelligence about those dastardly terrorists on the entire planet. Then they dumped his body in the ocean before telling anyone about it. Then a couple dozen of that team's members died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. This is the story of 9/11, brought to you by the media which told you the hard truths about
his head could be seen to move violently forward.
And
they took the babies out of incubators.
And
mobile production facilities.
And
the rescue of Jessica Lynch.
If you have any questions about this story, you are a batshit, paranoid, tinfoil, dog-abusing baby hater and will be reviled by everyone. If you love your country and or freedom, happiness, rainbows, rock and roll, puppy dogs, apple pie, and your grandma, you will never ever express doubts about any part of this story to anyone. Ever. This has been a public service announcement by the friends of the FBI, CIA, NSA, DIA, SEC, MSM, White House, NIST, and the 9/11 Commission. Because ignorance is strength.
Just as a, I don't know, because it's Friday, just throwing out some random stuff. I mean, that's brilliant. You're not supposed to ask questions. Also on that Phil Donahue episode, River Phoenix, I mentioned earlier, Raul Julia, who was also gone not too long after, that appearance. Not saying that there's a direct link there, but, you know, strange things do happen. Speaking of strange things, in preparation for today's broadcast, my mind is just sort of going down this path from when we played the heuristics video yesterday, heuristics and biases in decision-making explained, and, shortcuts to make judgments about the world around us. That's what heuristics are. It doesn't matter how smart or well-educated you are, anyone can place too much trust in the mental shortcuts they use to make sense of this world. Well, maybe it's not so much sometimes that you are placing too much trust in the mental shortcuts. Maybe it's the people who really appreciate Daryl Huff's book, How to Lie with Statistics, that are trying to game you intentionally. Maybe, just saying, you know, when a guy is repeatedly photographed or videoed with a stack of books next to him at the top of that stack or somewhere in the stack, sometimes typically at the top, you see Daryl Huff's book, How to Lie with Statistics. Maybe there's a reason he's doing that. Maybe there's a reason he makes a post about Daryl Huff's book on his blog the same week that he gives a TED Talk using bogus statistics to mislead people. Maybe there's a reason for those things. Maybe Duper's Delight is really a thing. Who knows? So, you know, there's the availability heuristic. We'll probably play that. But, you know, as I was just sort of reviewing some of the stuff in my mind, I was thinking of the story. Speaking of strange things that happen to people, Tanzania's President John Magufuli, the guy who said, yeah, we sent a goat, a pawpaw, and a sheep and some motor oil. I think sent all of that to the lab to have it tested. It all tested positive for COVID. And he's still around. Oh, no, that's right. He's not. He died at the ripe old age of 61. But, you know, allegedly he had a heart condition. Talk about that maybe a little bit more, you know, and some of the things that happened in the wake of his passing, which I think is interesting. So we'll get into that more, I think, in today's broadcast. But, you know, James Corbett did such a magnificent job. This is really just sort of an archetypal deal. And why isn't that on YouTube anymore? Is James still on YouTube anywhere? What happened? Let's see. There's a YouTube link there. What does YouTube say? Oh, that video is unavailable. This video is no longer available because the YouTube account associated with this video has been terminated. Well, James, that's what happens when you turn into a you-know-what paranoid tinfoil dog-abusing baby hater who will be reviled by everyone, right? I guess you don't love freedom, happiness, rainbows, rock and roll, puppy dogs, apple pie, or your grandma. That's too bad. And when I think of this patriotic message, by the way, again, not to speak ill of the dead, but I always wondered how Toby Keith could get away with all of this patriotic music. And really, you know, I mean, if you're that patriotic, do it for free. But, you know, he made, by some estimates, an obscene fortune kind of exploiting the concept of American freedom and, you know, this thing that James is talking about, apple pie and grandma. And then he goes over to Saudi Arabia and performs in front of a bunch of men, you know, the patriarchal thing that we're supposedly against over here. He goes and does that. And this place that's the wellspring of ideology that gives rise to groups like ISIS. And that's not a secret. PBS Frontline has done documentaries on it for the last, you know, the first one was Saudi Time Bomb. They titled it in November of 2001. They've done a few installments since then. So it's not a secret. But, you know, you can go where the money is. Reminds me of the Live Golf stuff. They call it sports washing. I think it's a lot more sinister than that. I think that's a term that doesn't do justice to the concept. And, you know, this is a much deeper discussion. Maybe I'll get into this sometime in the future. But there is a concept, not to dive down this rabbit hole too much, but you know, in the Bible, there are some interesting passages. Second Peter 2:14 in the NASB 95, having eyes full of adultery that never cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, having a heart trained in greed, accursed children. And this is the false teachers that Peter's talking about in 2 Peter 2. My footnote in my Ryrie study Bible says, eyes full of adultery, literally eyes full of an adulteress, which is an interesting contextual view of the passage. The false teachers, it says, desired to commit adultery with every woman they saw, trained like an athlete only for greed, accursed children, a phrase that simply means that the false teachers themselves, not their children, are accursed. Anyway, literally the eyes of an adulteress. That's an interesting way to put that. And we are, I think, encouraged in this society not to think that way. You know, especially as we've gone through things like Me Too and so forth. But, you know, as you look at, let's say, Proverbs, for example, the book of Proverbs, there are some interesting passages on this. Chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 29, but chapter 7, I think, is the one that really stands out in my mind. My son, keep my words and treasure my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live. And my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your intimate friend, which is an interesting picture. I've talked about this before. If you do that, it's different than learning something, you know, a memorization by rote kind of thing. It's different. If you did that with your spouse or prospective spouse, you were on a date and you said, okay, tell me your favorite color, tell me your favorite, you know, what is your astrological sign? And you're asking these questions to memorize these things. That's not very intimate. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't convey that you really care about this person genuinely. Quite the opposite. It's very insincere, very disingenuous. You know, this person is a thing. So that's kind of the idea here. And if you think of wisdom and understanding in that sense, well, then it, you know, has a significantly different meaning to get to know wisdom and understanding. Not in the Gnostic sense, by the way. But verse 5 says that you may keep that they may keep you from an adulteress, from the foreigner who flatters with her words. And so the concept with the footnote in view, literally eyes full of an adulteress, gives me the mental picture of a dance that is happening together. And there are other passages that correspond to this. And so, you know, I think that sort of thing is in view here and beyond, you know, just this specific context. So the idea that we would do things, you know, everything's for sale, as they say. It is the oldest profession in the world, as the cliche goes. So, you know, maybe this lesson applies more broadly, if you know what I mean. I'm trying to be delicate. So stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
goodness sakes. Final segment of the first hour. It's Friday. It's kind of casual Friday. We usually do the phone thing. I'll mention that at the top of the second hour here in a minute. But crazy stuff, you know. If you look at websites, the the EU cookie deal. What's it called? I'll think of it in a minute. It's on the tip of my brain. It's one of those abbreviations. Oh, gosh. Anyway, now all of a sudden everybody has a million partners. One of the articles that I might mention in the John Magafuli story is the France 24 article. And if you're not already, you know, if you've not already said yes to their cookie policy, then they say, you know, say yes. Just, you know, just accept them all. See our 243 partners. 243. Which reminds me of Paul Ohm's paper that I've mentioned many times. No one talks about it for some reason. You would think that somebody would mention it. The broken promises of privacy responding to the surprising failure of anonymization. Andrew Rajay mentioned it at the 2011 Digital Privacy Forum. And by the way, it's published over on SSRN, but SSRN, same thing, you know. It's ironic that you go to SSRN to look up that paper and maybe download a copy of it, but SSRN says, well, first you need to accept our cookie policy. So, bit of irony, and Paul Ohm's point in that paper was that through recombining of databases, you can de-anonymize and re-identify people. So the more databases that you can combine, eventually you can identify just about anybody. And that's what all of these cookie policy things are all about, to create gated content unless you agree to let us sniff and snoop. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.